stress, fear, depression, spiritual warfare. Are you weighted down? Do you need refreshing? Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Warriors for Christ podcast, where we seek to uplift, edify, and encourage you to be light and salt in a dark and tasteless world with your host, Kyle.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Warriors for Christ podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Sam.
And we are so delighted that you're going to join us today, folks. Brother Sam, what has the Lord put on your heart for us to get into in this episode?
Well, Kyle, today, we're meeting here. We're going to go through the promise of the Holy Spirit. But on my way over, I just was really getting convicted and my mind was stirring over a conversation that I had with, a group of people that we met last night on Zoom. And we were talking to Pastor Kenya out in Kenya. And it really comes down to how, many people want God's power in their life. Everybody who serves and seeks after God would say, yes, I want the power of God in my life. But they don't have it. They want it. They want more. How? What's the barrier? So today, I want to share about that and one of the conversations that came up with Pastor Okanga. And as I reflected on it, it's a conversation that repeatedly comes up in different people I talk to as they go out and evangelize and share the truth, as I go out and evangelize and share the truth as Pastor Okanga. And so I wanted to talk about that today. Just really, God kept stirring it in my mind. We've already talked about it briefly, but that's what I think we're going to start with. And then after that, then we'll get back into the promise of the Holy Spirit after this recording.
All right. Well, with that, I'll open us in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for this day, for the wonderful, beautiful snow that's falling on the ground here. Father, we thank you that you provide for our families. And Father, we thank you that we're free right now to read the Word of God, to share it with those around us. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to do that, for the mission that you've given before us. We thank you for the holiness of your word and your truth within it. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you knock down every single barrier to every person listening right now, that they would have an opportunity to fully hear and take in the truth that's being told. Father, that they listen and that their ears are not blocked. Father, keep every evil spirit from blocking and preventing them from hearing the truth today. Father, open their eyes as they pour through their Bible, as we go through it. Let them read along. Allow them to see with their own eyes the truth that we go through today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, for the blessing that we have. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, Kyle, today, it's about power. And as I think about it, and, people who are listening, and as we think about our past life, Kyle, when you were serving God, we were serving God, wasn't in truth, right? We thought we were serving God.
Yeah.
In our minds, we were serving God, just wasn't in truth.
That's right.
But Kyle, a lot of people want power in their life. They want power to do miracles, signs, wonders.
Yep.
Kyle, they want power to overcome the sin struggles in their life. They want power to go out and boldly proclaim the Word of God. Power to not worry about any fears or anxieties. Power is about not worrying about paying bills. Power to stand firmly on the firm foundation and the rock of Christ.
Amen.
Which we have placed our hope.
Amen.
Kyle, there are many people, and I'm confident just about everybody who names the name of our Lord Jesus Christ would agree with me in that statement that they want power.
Amen.
And they want to walk in the power. And they want to experience the power. Do you agree with that, Kyle?
I would say that's probably what everyone listening who calls themselves a Christian wants and desires.
But here's the problem, Kyle. We've done episodes. Well, Kyle, where do you think the power comes from?
Power comes from God alone.
That's right. And specifically does he send that gives us this power? What does he send?
He sends his spirit.
His spirit. And we're doing the promise of the Holy Spirit right now, right? It was a promise that was given. It goes all the way back to the promise of the faith in Abraham.
That's right.
It's the Spirit of God.
That's right.
It has power. It does all those things, Kyle. Kyle, the problem isn't with God. It's not that God doesn't know how to wield power. God is power. He sends forth power through his Spirit.
That's right.
The problem isn't with God, Kyle.
It's not with God.
It's not with God's desire, his purpose, and his plans.
That's right.
The problem is whether or not we agree and we walk in alignment with him.
Amen.
So one of the biggest issues, and this gets back to, we've gone through and we've done the episodes on the new heart, the new spirit.
Yep.
But you know, when you talk to most people, I reflected back on conversations I've had with my father.
Mm-hmm.
I reflect on conversations other people have had with their friends and their family members. Myself with other people that I've talked to, friends and other family members. I reflect on, you know, also Pastor Okonga and the conversation I had with him last night. Kyle, when I go and I engage people who already call themselves a Christian, as well as the many other people, and I listen to their witnesses and their testimonies, most people, when you start talking, they'll say, oh, no, I agree. No, I Jesus does live in my heart. Oh, no, yeah, I have a new heart. Or, no, but I do have the Holy Spirit. I do have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in me. No, but yeah, I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I confess Jesus as my Lord. I do serve God. Well, Kyle, that's the problem. That is the barrier. Now, I've had some people who say, okay, yeah, no, I don't have a new heart. I want a new heart. But they still claim to be a friend of God. And when I talked to Pastor Okonga last night, I said, what is God leading you to proclaim? He's like, just to continue to proclaim that you know, the people need to receive a new heart. And so I asked Daniel, I said, Daniel, specifically, what do you plan on speaking to the people about with how do you receive a new heart? And he said, well, I'm gonna tell them that they need, you know, they need to believe to receive and put their faith in that. I said, well, Daniel, the people you're talking to are people who think they're a Christian? He's like, yes. I said, so they're probably just going to tell you. I can tell you the family members that I talk to and other friends. They're going to say, well, yeah, I already have a new heart. So, Daniel, how is that going to help them if you say, you know, hey, you need a new heart so Jesus can come live inside of you? And they're going to say, well, I already have that. How does that help? And he said, oh, well, I'm going to tell them, but you need to repent for the forgiveness of your sins. I said, Daniel, I don't really know a church out there that would kind of say otherwise. Jesus came proclaiming repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Most people agree with that. Yeah, we should be repenting. I do repent. I agree with God about the sin in my life, that it's not good. I do repent.
That's what they'll say.
If I get caught up in a sin, I pray and I confess my sins. And I ask God to help me so I turn so I don't do it again. I do repent. I do agree with repentance for the forgiveness of sins. I said, Daniel, how does that help? Remember, the disciples went out proclaiming repentance for the forgiveness of sins. But did they know the true message of salvation? What it truly meant to be free? No, they didn't. We covered a little bit of that, I think, was it the part three or the part two, promise of the Holy Spirit? The disciples went out proclaiming the repentance for the forgiveness of sins, but they didn't understand the full truth. They didn't understand about the Spirit being sent after Jesus' death and resurrection. As a matter of fact, they said that, no, Jesus, you cannot die. Peter tried to stand against him, to prevent him. Over my dead body, you'll die, Jesus. I'll prevent it. Jesus told him where he was, well, you still, you know, get behind me, Satan. And that's what it comes down to. Until people are willing to admit, if you don't have power, there's an issue. If you've never experienced it or had it, and I'm not talking about, oh, something happened in your life. God's always doing work around us to try to show us his power and his love and his mercy to draw us out of darkness. That doesn't mean it's in us.
That's right. Don't confuse the light of the power of God around you as your own light.
Yep. It comes down to the very simple question. If you say you have fellowship with God, but you still walk with darkness, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. Now, those are not my words. They seem to be very harsh words, but those are the words that God speaks in his word.
That's right.
If you say that you've come to know him and you don't keep his commandments, you're a liar.
And the truth is not in you.
And the truth is not in you. Those are not my words. Those are God's words. You can say you're in the light, but if you still have the anger of man or hate for a brother, you're still in darkness. You're a liar. The truth is not in you. What it comes down to is, are people willing to admit that they are not a friend of God? Jesus says, you are my friends if you keep my commandments, if you do what I say. Until we're willing to admit, and until you who are listening, if you're desiring more power, the first thing you really have to ask yourself deep inside is, why don't you have it? Do you really know the truth? People have been proclaiming God and faith in God for hundreds and thousands of years. And there are so many people who have put their hope and faith in God. And God has said, I don't know you. And he has destroyed them because they wouldn't submit to his truth as he says it. Are you absolutely certain? I mean, think about it. God wants to give power. He wants to free you from sin. Kyle and I and many others can testify that this is the truth and it is real. Amen. And it can be obtained. And it is not a work of a man. It is a work of God. But are you willing to just consider that maybe God would call you his enemy? We've done episodes on, you know, I look at the book of Isaiah that we did and the book of Jeremiah. I think of the rebellion of Korah. We covered that. There's many people that we have a history lesson to look back on who were convinced, absolutely convinced in their mind that they serve God. And God said they don't. I think of the passage in John chapter 8, verse 31 to 44, talking Jesus speaking to the Jews who had believed in him and explained to them what it really meant because they didn't understand even though they had believed in him. He says, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth and you'll be my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You'll truly be my disciples. And they didn't understand what that meant, to continue in his word or to be free. The word, you know, the truth will set you free. And so Jesus told him, he said, listen, if you still commit sin, you're a slave of sin. Slaves don't get to remain in the house. You have to be free. Now, we did episodes on you must believe and receive the Holy Spirit. We did episodes on don't be like the disciples before they had the Holy Spirit. We covered a lot of these things. But you have to be free from sin. And he goes on, he tells these people who had believed in him who their father is. In verse 44, I believe it is, he says, your father is the devil. And then he tells them that you really don't want to do the desires of my father, but you want to do the desires of your father, the devil. Because he was a murderer and a liar. He's a father of lies. Now that seems really harsh, but that was the truth. Jesus spoke those words because he cared for the people. He wanted them to find hope and life. Everybody who's listening, I want you to find life. I want you to find power. I want you to have sin destroyed in your life so you can live in the holiness and the light of God. I want you to overcome. I want you to go forth and proclaim the true message of the gospel in power. I want God to move in you with signs, wonders, and miracles. I want you to be the new creation. It cannot happen unless we first confess and agree with God of what he says about us. Until we come into fellowship with God and are changed into the new man, we are an enemy of God. We are not God's son, but we are still offspring of the devil, with the spirit of the devil working the will of the devil. Now people say, but I do good. God acknowledges sinners and those who still are a slave to sin. They can still have agape love, but they cannot love with a pure heart. They don't know truly what it means to love God. We've done episodes on all these. Love the greatest commandment and explained it. But until you agree and admit that you're a sinner, you might be thinking, but Jesus is a friend of sinners. No, he's not. Those were the words not spoken of God or the Son of God. Those were the words spoken by the servants of the devil who were blaspheming and accusing Jesus of having a demonic spirit. They were the ones that accused Jesus of being a friend of sinners. Jesus never said that. If you go through and you do an examination of Scripture, you will find out that God exterminates and judges sinners to hell, but he's willing to extend mercy and grace to convert the sinner. God desires that no man, no sinner, perish. It says it in his word, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and also 2 Peter chapter 3. You'll find those words in other places. God doesn't desire the death of the sinner, but that the sinner repent and convert so that they can be healed. That is what God wants. But if you don't come into the grace of God and let him change you to convert you from the sinner to the righteous man, from the old man to the new man, the old creation to the new creation, then you'll be destroyed. It's the devil who takes the words of God and twists it. If you're still a sinner, you're in trouble. You haven't been changed by God. Kyle, that's the message I had today that I wanted to start with.
Amen.
And it's for all those who are listening. Please consider the possibility of what if I'm wrong? What if God would say that I am not his son or daughter, that I don't have power? Are you willing to agree with God? That's the first step. Are you willing to confess, acknowledge, and agree with God that you still don't have peace with him? Until you are, God's word will continue to fall on blinded eyes and deaf ears. The veil will not be removed because God cannot remove it, because you are not coming in humility, considering what if the slight chance that I'm wrong? Please, please humble yourself. Let God lift the veil. Consider the possibility. Let God's word correct you. We do so many episodes going through, pointing out these things. But you have to have patience. You have to go through the Word of God, and you have to consider and let God's work through all these things and show and reveal them. Don't cling to specific verses. Let God explain to you and teach you the whole story in the context as He has ordained and has written down since the foundation of this world. Father, I just pray right now that Your Spirit will move, O God. I pray that You will bring people in humility. Father, that they will just admit, what if, what if? Father, You are a God of power, and You send forth Your power to Your servants to go in the power of the Almighty God, to live and to walk into holiness and to do Your works and Your deeds, to speak Your truth and to proclaim it in power and in truth, and to walk and abide in love, which we know for all who have listened to the episode of Love the Greatest Commandment and what it means to love, that when you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, as You define in Your Word, as we covered both in Old and the New Testament, that You're able to overcome and to stop sinning, because love does no wrong. Love does not break the law. Love does not sin. Therefore, that's why when somebody has come into the true grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, they now walk in the Spirit and they now fulfill the law. They go from lawbreaker and sinner to a lover of God and a lover of people and a fulfiller of the law. I pray all this, O God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We hope this weekly program helped rekindle your zeal to know, love, and serve Christ day by day. If you enjoyed the program, consider subscribing and sharing with your friends. Thanks for listening.